This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
A court ruling has voided Moreno Valley's approvals of the World Logistics Center project. Wow, this is a biggie.
Well, it is a biggie. You know, last week we talked about the court ruling that set aside the environmental document, which the developer said they've now rewritten and they think it's fine. But this is a separate court ruling that, in fact, it came from an appeals court. Remember, back in 2015, the city council had approved the project, but because there was so much backlash and opposition from the residents, they went a different route. They decided to create a ballot initiative and put it to the voters. And then there was a petition drive to approve the initiative without a vote, and that's the way it went. So the environmental group sued, five environmental groups, and the lower court said, no, the initiative process was fine, and approving it through the city council without a vote was fine because of the number of people who signed the petitions. But the environmental groups appealed, and the appellate court said, no, this does not pass muster as a process, and all of the approvals that were given back in 2015 have now been voided.
Is Moreno Valley going to keep pursuing this in court, or are they just going to start over and maybe try to do this in a way that the court might consider it legitimate?
Well, according to the Press Enterprise, this is not going to stop or even slow down the project. They say it's still on schedule.
Without the necessary legal permits?
You know, it seems to me that they would have to go back through the approval process, and I don't know how that's going to work. That was not mentioned in the article.
Okay, we're going to have to keep watching that. Next, the San Bernardino County Fire Department wants to add a parcel tax to overcome deficit spending. Now, we recall that San Bernardino County Fire took San Bernardino City Fire under its wing, and I think you also mentioned Upland Fire as well.
Right. And, you know, this Fontana has already been part of a fire protection district. A lot of areas that are in cities, not just unincorporated areas, are covered by the San Bernardino County Fire Protection District.
Now, would this have anything to do with their financial difficulties?
Yeah, absolutely. They're running a deficit. They say what they normally collect from property taxes and from fees from the cities that are part of it don't cover their costs. They have a $29 million budget shortfall this year, and the fire chief says they need this new fee to cover just their operating costs as the department has grown and the county has grown.
If San Bernardino County Fire were to get a parcel tax to help its budget, how would that happen? Would it be the supervisors, or would it be a public vote, or do they just write a new budget and it gets approved, or what?
Well, that's kind of the interesting part. County Fire is actually a fire protection district, and the fire chief says it's a taxing authority, so it really has the authority to simply hold a public hearing and go ahead and impose this fee. However, the fire chief said he wanted to find out whether the property owners would support it, and so he's going to have a notice sent out to all the affected property owners in September, asking them to respond. They will have 1 month to protest it. If 25% of property owners, representing 25% of the assessed value of all that property, protest, that can force a ballot measure. However, to just simply stop the new fee from being imposed at all, it would take 50% of property owners. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. Next, the Redlands Unified School District has paid almost $16 million to settle claims of sexual abuse of students. Now, Cassie, last week we talked about Redlands School District wanting to increase security measures for people, including parents, visiting school campuses. Now it turns out that they're having to deal with sexual abuse of students by someone who was already on the campus.
Right. So those security measures don't really address what's going on here. This nearly $16 million in settlements was for three separate staff members, one a special education teacher and golf coach, former, who was alleged to have six victims, and then two others who had two other separate victims. One of the victims, where there were six alleged, is going to receive $7 million. It's believed to be a record for a single victim in a sex abuse lawsuit against a school district in California. The district says is hoping the settlement provides a sense of closure and healing, although Redlands Unified recognizes that it can't undo the damage that was done. the district is only going to pay under $400,000 of that money. The district's insurance carrier will cover the rest.
And finally, a judge has ruled that Harupa Valley can shut down a church that claims that marijuana is a holy sacrament. You want to explain this, Cassie?
This is a city, by the way, that bans any kind of marijuana dispensary. And so that's their argument, that this is really just a dispensary in the guise of a church. However, it does bring in those First Amendment freedom of religion issues. So the court certainly had to take it very seriously and look at whether the city could regulate this particular church. The lead minister said telling this church that it can't have cannabis is like asking Catholics to worship without bread and wine. However, apparently the court did not buy that argument, perhaps in part because this church is listed on a site called weedmaps.com and sells the sacrament, which the city manager said he's never heard of a church selling it.
Yes, that would seem to be the legal in that the city needs. It seems to me it goes from a free speech to a commerce issue if you're selling your holy sacraments to your parishioners.
You're right, Ken. And the city is now in the process of shutting down some other, I think there are 8 active marijuana dispensaries in the city as of earlier this week. And so sometime in the near future, I'm sure the city will be shutting down the marijuana sales at this church.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.